Welcome back to the last episode in our burnout series and our convo with Sierra Burton. I hope that you've enjoyed part one and part two. And if you haven't listened to them yet, hit that pause button and go check them out. And I'll link them in the show notes as well, so you could just scroll down and click. This week, our focus is talking about burnout, what it is, and how to avoid it. And if you're listening to this podcast, then I'm pretty sure you've felt burnout before, and it might even be what actually led you to find this podcast. When your balance is off, when you're working too much, and you don't have time or the headspace to take care of the mom stuff, the wife stuff, the life stuff, you will get overwhelmed. And if you don't do something about it, then that overwhelm turns to burnout really fast. I hope you are taking notes this week. And if you need that extra support to get yourself out of the burnout, to get back control of your days, or if you feel like you never had control to begin with, click that book a discovery call link below in the show notes and let's get on a call. I can help you. I can give you the tools to organize your days, your weeks, your months, your year. I can teach you how to confidently set those boundaries and how to be more intentional with your time. And most importantly, how to spend your time and make decisions around what really matters most to you and your family. So check out the show notes for more information. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work and time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first, because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. So this week, we are chatting with Sierra Burton on the topic of burnout. Sierra is known as the life coach for moms. She has created a unique brand that's freeing mothers of anxiety and lack of purpose by helping them return home to their most innate selves, their soul. Her unconventional approach has helped hundreds of women heal from the hustle and the grind of their daily routines that have become blockages to happiness and success. So far, Sierra's walked us through what burnout is, how to recognize the signs of it, how to overcome the mom guilt and the idea of perfectionism, how to connect with our intuition. And we left off yesterday talking about the importance of a good morning routine, and I shared one of my non-negotiables, that I make it a point to bring the kids to school every day, even though my younger two can walk by themselves, and I make sure that I leave them on a positive note, no matter what our morning's like, no matter if they drove me nuts, or they're angry, or they were fighting with me for whatever reason. I make sure that when they leave me, that I give them a hug, whether they hug me back, that I tell them that I love them, and that they walk away from me with some sort of positivity before they walk into those school doors to face whatever the school day may bring them. So let's jump back into part three of our chat with Sierra.
You just gave the answer to where I was going with that is, if you have a morning routine, you're teeing yourself up for success to get those kids out the door in a calm, balanced, centered nervous system, which is going to help them learn and grow in school. It's going to help them make friends. It's going to help them have beautiful outcomes. But when they go to school angry, when they feel like their voice wasn't heard, when they feel like they're late, we're teeing them up for failure. A brain that is in worry and fear cannot retain information. And so sometimes we don't recognize the imprint that we're leaving on our children when we're just simply taking them to school. It's really important. When they're in fear and they're in worry, they're not able to connect and to be in a frequency of love and open-heartedness. When we're in a frequency of love and open-heartedness, we are available to receive all that is there. But if we're in worry, fear, guilt, blame, and shame, we're almost blocked from receiving wisdom, goodness, even knowledge we're learning in school. So those people don't understand the impact of their energy. And like I said, this is a tremendous responsibility. And I don't say this to make the modern mother feel as though she needs to do more to be better, right? Because that's the problem. But this conversation right here is, how can you set yourself up for success to be more in your life? And I think a morning routine for the busy mother is crucial. And like you and I both prioritize our spiritual development, really helps us live in our lives almost connected to source, that helps us feel even more alive, more loving, more kind, more slow moving, even if we have to leave the house by 8 a.m., right? It's like the littlest things when you wake up late and let's just say you can't find the pants that you wanted to wear today or, you know, your hair dryer goes out. It's like those little things can cause you to be a super villain in your home, right? But it affects everyone.
It does.
In a negative way. So it's like when we prioritize our morning routine and we feel filled up spiritually, when we go to check on the hair dryer and it's not working, it's just not a thing. I'll wear my hair in a wet low bun today. I like the way that looks as well. Moving on. I don't need to be upset about the hair dryer. A tool I teach women in my courses, it's only a thing if I make it a thing.
I love that.
And I'll leave your audience with this. It's like, how much of a thing do you want that to be? If you're in a conflict with your siblings or your mother about vacation plans for the family reunion and what everyone's going to wear, like sometimes we make these things out to be huge things. Cancel, cancel. What if you were to just let them figure it out and you be on the receiving end of those outfits, even if they're not your top choice, right? How do we just not make a thing a thing? So it's only a thing if I make it a thing. And in short, I would say, oh, this is just a thing. Moving on. You know, if the hairdryer goes out on a morning that I wanted to have straight hair, oh, it's just a thing. It's not a big deal. My hair in a wet low bun is fine, right? And it's like when I move through my mornings like that, like, for example, if there's no bread for sandwiches, it's like, great, we're going to have crackers and salami and cheese and fruit, and we're going to call it a Lunchable. And guess what? My little boys are lit up at that. And when I'm filled up spiritually, I have these inspired ideas. So it's not about forgetting to buy the bread. It's about you get to have a Lunchable today. Do you see that?
Yep.
I'm stressed, hurried, and hustled. I'm going to be talking about forgetting to buy the bread. Cancel, cancel. That's only going to stress them out. And they're 7 and 9. They don't need to go into their day with that stressed out nervous system. That's my work every day, is to leave that old identity of what I call the supervillain behind. She's a perfectionist. She's a high achiever. She wants to get it right. She wants to be the best. She's like the captain of the sports team, even though she's not playing that sport. So she's the coach. She plans the gala for the school. She's on the parent committee. Cancel, cancel. That's not the me that I want to be, because in that identity, there's just no space for me to actually be with my kids and to actually be in that state and place of contentment, which is where I love living, because I feel like I'm giving my kids the best of what I've got through my energetic expression versus through the doings that I do for them. So I might not be on the parent committee now. I might not be the coach of their team, but I am in the front row cheering them on. I pick fewer things to engage in, and the fewer things I do them well because I know I have the space for them. So I choose my yeses powerfully, and I more so say no than yes. And that has brought so much more space into my life.
You touched on it, what most people have a hard time with. How do you say no? How do you know when to say no? How do you feel okay with saying no?
It goes back to asking that question and not just immediately reacting and saying yes. So the superhero identity is also that part of you that overcommits. So ultimately, we're looking to not play into either identity, the superhero or the supervillain, recognizing we could employ that superhero if we need to, right? Because we've learned to operate from her nervous system for most of our lives. But visiting that place of zero point frequency, of neutrality, of space, and asking myself, what is it that I know I need to do now? What is it that I need now? I have the opportunity to lead the gala at school this year. Is that aligned for me? So rather than just saying yes, maybe because they woo me with, oh, we thought you'd be the right person for this, you know, and me feeling flattered and saying yes, because that's what the ego does. The ego wants to feel adored, loved, and appreciated. So if people are coming to us saying, hey, I can't think of a better person to do this, your ego, your small self, that part of you that wants love and adoration is going to be like, oh, yeah, sounds good. I can do that. I can do that. But at what cost? So the new me, the me that values my being, who I'm being as I show up to the commitments that I engage in, I now just take a pause and just say, hey, thank you so much for thinking about me. I'm going to think about that and I'll get back to you. And then in my morning routine, When I have that quiet space, I will ask myself, Sierra, do you have capacity to do this? Would this light you up and bring you joy? Do you want to take on a role like that this year? And I might say, well, I do feel like I could exercise creativity, and that lights me up. And I do feel like that would be fun for me to step into a leadership role at school. And so maybe it does feel aligned. And then I'll sit with that for a little bit longer until I get a yes. And that yes comes from that deep place within me that, like, hey, this might be a stretch for us and the family for me to take on this role, but this feels really aligned for my personal goals, which is to be more creative this year. And I'm going to express my creativity through my role of leading the gala. And that's how I would present it to the family. So it's not just a reactive, yes, thanks for picking me. It's a thoughtful discernment around whether or not this will fit for me and whether or not this will fit for us. So again, that liminal space, that pause between the reaction. So just saying yes because you feel flattered, just taking a moment to say, hey, thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate that you've thought about me, but saying, I'll get back to you on that. I'm going to sit with it and see if we can make that work. And if you get a no within yourself, that conversation looks like, hey, you know, Carrie, I have committed this year to doing fewer things. In the past, I have overcommitted myself. And when I sat with this opportunity, I really felt like it wasn't aligned for me and my personal goals this year. My intention is to create more space. And I feel that if I were to say yes, I wouldn't be honoring myself and my family and our goals this year. And how would that feel to you to be a listener of that no?
It's funny. As you were saying that, I was like, that is such a beautiful way to express your no, because how does someone turn around and get angry at that?
Exactly.
You can't. I would turn around and say, wow, you really are powerful and know yourself. And absolutely, I appreciate that you gave it that much thought, and I will find someone else.
And isn't that amazing, Carrie? Because what you just felt in your body was like, you felt love from me. Wow, she deeply considered this. In a way, even though I gave you a no, you're like, how could I be offended by that? Right? And so that is what I want to encourage the listener to know that they can be the example of. But it's our like flippant reactions that are born out of our hustle that aren't working for us. And when we show up to be the chair of the gala from an exhausted place, that's not really good for anyone, right? You as the person who asked me to do that is going to be a witness to me being exhausted while doing it. And that's going to bring you down with me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And now you know that you can count on me. Because I just said no and you had that feeling and that exchange, you now know that if I'm going to say yes, I'm going to do a great job at it because I'm going to bring my heart into it because I'm a full yes to it, right? So you probably wouldn't even need to check in on me because you'd be like, she's got this because she made that choice powerfully.
That's
what I want to encourage in the modern mother to make clear choices that they are all in for. And the only way you can get to that is by going in and through the body to get to your yes and to get to your no and get to that sacred place within you that tells you, hey, Sierra, this is what we need to do now to learn and grow. Let's take an honest assessment. You've been a little more reactive. You haven't been as present for the boys. You're sort of going to and from, to and from, to and from quite a bit these days. What is it that you need now? When I ask myself that question, I'm like, we got to retreat. We got to get back to family. We got to get back to our values, to nature, to faith, to spontaneity, to adventure. And there's no space for that. So what do you need now, Sierra? I need space to prioritize our family values. Okay, great. And then when all of those invitations come up, you just know that you are a no. Because you've done your work to identify what is it that I need now. And you say yes to those things and no to everything else. This is called inner directed living. Inner directed living. And the best part about this is as you live in an inner directed manner, you are teaching your children to do the same. And that is one of the greatest gifts you can give them. Because when they go off on their own into the real world, you are teaching them how to consult their inner compass before just making a decision that their friends are making. You're teaching them to go within to say, hey, what is it that I need now? What is the right thing to do here? And how they learn it is through your example of it. They learn it through your energetic expression and who you're being in the space. You don't even have to teach them this tool. They learn it through witnessing you. Does that land?
That absolutely lands for me. I'm very conscious of the fact that my kids are watching me all the time. And honestly, that has been one of my goals as a parent, is to show my kids that they have the power to make choices in life. Even through starting this podcast, I worked my butt off in the corporate world. I still work my butt off in the corporate world. And I hit a point where I felt like my light was gone. I was not fulfilled. I felt like I was just going through the motions of life and I was not happy. It took a lot of soul searching, but God led me to doing this podcast. And it's this podcast that lights me up. And the kids see the work that I put in, the fact that I get up early in the morning to do the work so that it doesn't take away from my time with them. I'm teaching them that they have a choice in this life. You're not stuck where you are. You are never stuck. You're just one right next step away. Do the inner work. Make it part of your morning routine of sitting in stillness and in silence and asking yourself, asking God, what is my right next step? And then trusting and taking that step.
If it's going to disappoint others, right? That's the path, I think, of this human experience, is how can I be me? How can I fit out versus fit in?
I love that.
Yeah. That's a beautiful place to bring it all home.
Absolutely. I can continue this conversation forever. We're definitely going to have you back on the show. Do you have any other advice that you'd like to give moms on burnout?
I really ask and want to encourage women to listen to this episode a few times. As I always say, I like to use like cheeky phrases and words because they connect, you remember them. And what I say to my audience often, the women that I get to serve and work with, is I say like the codes, the healing codes will be awakened within you, within your DNA, as you sit with some of the major themes that we talked about in this message. And what I mean by that is you already know. I'm speaking to you as if you already know what you need to do now. You are not lost. You are not helpless. You are not directionless. Your inner self is wanting to take the lead in your life. You don't need a therapist. I think there's value in working with the external world at times, but most of us really just need a mentor, a role model, a support beam, who's living life in a noble way where we can sort of just say, hey, I want some of that. And we can walk the path together. I really believe we are all just walking each other home. And if you're feeling lost and you're feeling hopeless, re-listen to this a few times and ask for the little nuggets of wisdom to penetrate deep within you. And then get into silence around that and pray over it. And ask yourself that question, what is it that I need now? Just start to follow the little lights on the trail. That is my advice. The little lights are the little nodes of wisdom that come through in your contemplation. Start to listen to that voice, and you will be so glad you did. And if you need support, you know, I'm just an email away and can point your listeners in the direction of where they're called to be.
Awesome. Well, just a fun question, being that you are a working mom, what is your number one time management tool that you use and recommend?
That's a great question. So I teach this in my course called Energetic Time Management, and it's really prioritizing in that morning routine first things. So in my morning routine, after I ask myself those questions, what is it that I know I need now? I will oftentimes say, if we were to put first things first today, what are three things you would prioritize? And those three things are rooted not in my things to do for my work list. They're really rooted in how can I live into my values and the primary aims that I'm committed to more. So when I say, what are my first things today? Usually my intuition will say, call mom back, you know? So prioritize family. Sometimes they are, do the thing that you haven't wanted to do that you need to do. So pay the parking ticket. It's odd that that comes up sometimes, but sometimes it's the pay the parking ticket, you know, follow through on this bill or that bill actually creates energetic space to prioritize the things that really matter. So my intuition will sometimes guide me to do the thing I don't want to do. So it might be call mom, pay the bill. And then it might be very simple and sweet, like write a little love note in the kids' lunches. So whatever those things are, I put them first in my day. Sometimes they're like, email this person back or send the thank you note handwritten and put it in the mailbox. I always do first things first in the first hour of my day. And like momentum blows, I then feel enlivened to move into the work tasks or move into the home tasks because I feel like I did the most important things and then work is just work. And I love my work, but sometimes I have to do things that I don't love doing, like accounting. I get fuel to do the accounting by honoring first things, by writing the handwritten note, by calling my mom, by paying the parking ticket. I feel alive. And bringing that aliveness into the accounting is everything.
That's awesome. So I heard you have a nice little freebie for the audience. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, I created the Burned Out Mom Blueprint Guide that helps you see, is it burnout that I'm feeling? So I walk through some of those bullet points I mentioned earlier on this podcast. And then within the guide, you will have specific, tangible ways, a lot of which we summed up in this podcast, to put practices into place to start to feel better about how you're being in your life, which is really what that focus is how can I be more in my life and put less emphasis on the hustle, the grind, the daily doing.
Thanks so much for that. I'm going to go get my guide after the show. Why don't you tell my listeners where they can find you and follow you?
Yeah, so the lifecoachformoms.com is where you can get the blueprint guide. So that's just a special webpage I created to download that guide. You can find me on Instagram at Sierra M. Burton. I post, you know, sporadically, not so frequently, but I am on stories quite a bit.
And I'll add that in the show notes. Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. We're definitely going to have you on again if you'd like to come on because I could talk to you for hours.
I loved connecting with you. I knew our conversation was going to feel this aligned.
I really hope you enjoyed this series as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. Make sure you check out Sierra's website. I'll link it in the show notes and take her advice. Listen to these episodes a few times. There is such deep advice that you owe to yourself to really just listen and to take the time to implement. Stop just going through the motions of life. Slow down, breathe, be present, do the inner work, get that morning routine going, and most importantly, practice saying no. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.